It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back, everyone. It's good to have you here. Let's see. All of a sudden, my dashboard glitched out, but I'm excited. Today on the show, we have Norm Blumenthal. And that's kind of Norm's theme song, if you will. I think it applies for most of us. I think that it is, what do you call it? It just seems crazy to say this over and over again. But since we have such weird times, never before have we, what do you call it, seen what we're seeing today. So it's it is just a weird time. And I was talking to Norm before the show. I was telling him I had never prayed for our country as much as I've been praying this year. It is just a wild time. But anyway, Norm on the show, he's an attorney for workers and consumers like us, selected as one of the top attorneys in Southern California. Norm was also inducted and recognized as one of America's most trusted lawyers in employment law. Norm Blumenthal, welcome back.
Nice to be back, Bert. And we're in a situation now, we're at another election. We've done this before, and we've been pretty successful in getting Democrats empowered and getting wages up. Sure, you'd like to get inflation farther down and you'd like to get interest rates down, but you can't have everything. And so wages will keep going up if we stay with a Democratic regime. But I want to focus today not just on wages. I think that this election has much more that's frightening than not being able to raise your wages. And so I want everybody today that's listening to, let's look at who you are and where you are, okay? If you're a resident of a border state or a resident of a state that has laws that have been passed, and if you're a Latino, most important, if you're a Latino and you're living in one of these states, I think it's going to be any state. Steve Miller, who works for Donald Trump, has said that if he's elected, and I'm just passing on along to you what he said, he will impose a project bigger than the building of the Panama Canal to track down every illegal resident of this staying in the United States and put them in temporary holding tanks until they can repatriate them to the country they've come from. I mean, what a frightening thought. So there is an issue that all Latinos should be concerned about, because I bet what you're going to have is that's like a stop and frisk law on the street, but it'll be a stop and prove citizenship on the street. So it may not, if you're a Latino, you may be born here and you may have residence, but your neighbor may not, your parents may not. And so anybody that you know that you want to protect, I think that's the first reason for Latinos who are being targeted by the Trump group, if reelected, should beware of. That's number one. Number two, if you're a woman in a state that has discriminated against women's rights, which is all, you know, basically everywhere, again, you should not be voting for Donald Trump. You shouldn't be voting for any Republican, because anybody you put in office is going to be in a position where they're going to want to take away rights nationally, if possible.
Right.
And it's a frightening thought. So I think every woman in this country should be voting for as many Democrats as possible to turn this law around and have enough votes between the president and in Congress to reverse the archaic gender discrimination laws that are being put in effect from 200 years ago, the Comstock Act from over 100 years ago. And they're even going to make birth control illegal. This is what you're dealing with. And you can't turn it around unless you have Democrats in every office. And if we can get that far, not only can we turn this around, we can pack the court and turn around and put back into effect Roe v. Wade and these other laws that this court is systematically getting rid of, and put another six justices on the court, all Democrats, create a majority, and move on from these really right-wing wing nuts.
Not only that, I mean, not only are they extremely right-wing, but we're looking at individuals who, in my opinion, aren't even holding up the basic tenets of our law, right, which is, and you correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not a lawyer, but American law for the most part is based on prior ruling. And now occasionally when there is no prior ruling, then the Supreme Court has to come in and say, okay, this is the interpretation thereof. But bottom line is they took, what was it, 30, 40, 50 years of law and decided it no longer matters. All of that, what do they call it, stare decisis or whatever?
Stare decisis, yeah.
Thank you. All of that is a void. It's just like, boom, done. So
yeah,
we have a Supreme Court that no longer upholds the law.
Yeah, and I think there has to be some recognition. They feel like they are in control and they can do whatever they want. They don't care about prior rulings. They look back. They're called originalists. They look back at the law, at the Constitution, when it was passed in 1790s, late 1780s, and the Bill of Rights, and they interpret them strictly as, you know, you can have any gun you want at any time. You know, the only problem was at that time there was no automatic weapons, but they looked over that. So everybody's got an AR-15 that wants one, and it's getting even more crazy. They're taking away permitting of and registration for being able to have a weapon. So this is what we're dealing with in the court, and that's something, again, that crosses state lines and is something you have to talk about, you know, in your state in voting for a Democrat. Now, if your other problem, not just with citizenship status, but you have a problem with Social Security and Medicare. The Republicans have decided that they have a better way of handling Social Security and Medicare, and they're going to get rid of the current system and put in a system where you make your own investment decisions for your Social Security. And Medicare, they're going to change the age in which you can qualify for it, among reducing benefits, taking away the benefits that the Biden administration has wrought. So, again, regardless of where you live in this country, if you want to keep your Social Security and you want to keep your Medicare, these are things that you should be voting for Democrats across the board, and especially for president, because the fealty that the Republican office holders have shown to Trump is beyond belief. They have no positions of their own. They are mere cattle, and they basically just move in a pack, and they're off to slaughter, and that's where they're taking us, is they're going to destroy this country, and it's really a serious thing.
Right, and this has been a thing, a part of the Republican agenda for many years, and just so I'm transparent with everybody, look, I used to be a hardcore Republican. I would always vote the party line, and then I guess it's been 30 years, they got in bed with the insurance companies, and they decided that we as a people did not have the rights to sue our doctors if they were negligent or if they had harmed us. There was a cap put on there. And so the most you could sue a doctor for if he accidentally hurt you or cut off the wrong limb would be $250,000. And then, of course, they would take care of your medical bills. That's when I broke with the Republican Party. I just thought that nobody should be able to tell me what my rights are. Nobody should be able to take my ability to be compensated or to be made whole. I just felt terrible about that. And so we have a situation just like I explained where I used to just blindly vote down the party line. And you can't do that. You have to look at what is best for you and your family. You have to look at what's best for you and your country. And so, again, we have a history of the Republican Party, for whatever reason, going after some of our rights, some of our privileges, if you will. You covered the abortion stuff, but they also are now going after IVF. What person, what decent human being would want to take away somebody's ability to have a family through in vitro fertilization? That's just mean. There's nothing. I couldn't think of anything else. They're now attacking reproduction. They're attacking the family. And so for years they've been attacking Social Security and Medicaid. And the biggest problem with this is that all of these guys are making money. I'll even say they're making millions of dollars in sometimes questionable fashion, and they're not what I would consider working class stiffs. They're not bound to trying to make ends meet on a $50,000, $100,000, or even $250,000 type budget. These guys have tons of money. They have a humongous retirement program, and for them to sit up high and tell us how to live rubs me the wrong way, and it should rub everybody the wrong way.
Yeah, I think you flip the coin, and what I'm trying to get people to do, instead of looking at everybody else, to look at their own needs.
Yes.
And basically, it's a frightening position here, because what is going to end up, if you're a Latino or you're underprivileged or you need Social Security or you need Medicare or you need housing or you need a safety net or you need a school for your children, all of these things are not going to happen with a Republican administration at any level. And because, as we've talked about many times, the Republican Party is a party of management. The Democratic Party is the party of labor. And management, they're supposed to, and it's their job, to reduce costs and across the board. So that's the theme of the Republican Party. And how do you reduce costs? You reduce your tax burden for Social Security, your wage requirements for taxes. You reduce your minimum wages. You reduce the Medicare and Social Security taxes you have to pay. So that's the concept, and reduce labor costs to the extent you can and make as much profit as you can. And that's a capitalist system. That's the system we live in, and that's not going to change.
Right.
Democrats or Republicans. So we live in a capitalist system, but we have to understand it's a two-party system. It's an adversary system, and you need to advocate the position that would be most favorable not only to yourself but to your family and to those in similar positions. So you have, that's why you have to look at it. You have to look at it as a racial group, Latinos and African Americans. And Asian Americans need to look at it in terms of that there'll be no discrimination against them and no singling out of them for any type of discrimination. And that's only going to happen because that's something the Democrats care about. The Republicans, you know, that's not something that management is really concerned with. And there's some real issues here because they're really ending up is shooting themselves in the foot, because if you don't allow cheap labor into this country, you know, legally, which is what they're doing, not allowing it happen,
right?
You're not going to have people to be able to, you know, do the menial jobs that exist. There's 8 million jobs out there now that nobody's taking because for whatever reason, and they just don't make ends meet. They whatever reason they're not there. But the bottom line is they need help in relocation and a place to live and a job to work at. We need a better safety net, and it's not going to happen with the Republicans because that's not for their benefit. So,
right. I mean, yeah. Look what they just did. I mean, look, a great example of what you're talking about, the Biden administration. Actually, it was a bipartisan bill that included the border changes that the Republicans wanted. I think it included like 80% of the border changes that Republicans wanted. And it had some money set aside for Ukraine and I think Israel as well. And I would say that a large majority of the Republicans were for this bill. That's why they passed it. The House Speaker, I believe, was for it as well. And then comes along Trump and says, no, don't pass it during the Biden administration. Wait till we get back in power. Something along that line. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, no,
he was able to kill a bill. I think they finally got it passed. But it goes to show you he didn't kill it because there was something wrong with it. He killed it because it was a bipartisan bill. And it would make Biden look good. He couldn't have that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a reasonable approach to securing the borders, ending this ridiculous asylum system that they have, and allowing the borders to be protected and having people cross the border, get work permits, and be able to work here, but it would not be a path to citizenship. It'd be a job where they make money and they have a place to live and they can send money back to their family from where they came. But it was an excellent bill, and it would have stopped the illegal crossing of the border. But the Trump said no because they're actually going to pass. They want to pass something much more restrictive, which is going to be to go after people in this country that have been here for years.
Right.
But if they came here years ago and have worked hard and paid their taxes, it would not matter. If they couldn't prove citizenship, they would be sent back to their country of origin after being processed through detention centers that they plan to build. So, you know, when they talk about the Latino vote, the Latinos should think long and hard, is this something that they want to have happen? Because they are in the bullseye.
Right. And I also want to point this out, that during the last Trump administration, and you probably know more about this than I do because it's in your backyard, but California farmers had no body to pick their crops. They were, I think it was like 3 or 4 tons of food that had to be disposed of because they couldn't get anybody to pick their crops. The laborers that they usually have were scared off. They were begging college students to come over and pick food. They wouldn't do it, even though they had raised at that point. This was back in, I think, 20 or 21, and they were willing to pay $25, $30 an hour back then, and they couldn't get anybody to pick.
Yeah, and they still can't, and it's worse than ever now. They just can't get this labor. But if you start checking IDs for these laborers, without them having been processed correctly to get a work permit, it's going to be worse than you can imagine. And this is what they're talking about, and it's something that's serious. So between women and Latinos and African Americans who have always unfortunately been discriminated against, and it's getting worse. They're taking away the Voting Rights Act to allow them to vote. They're gerrymandering states so that the African Americans do not have the vote they're entitled to in many states. I mean, they should have more congressional representation. They don't, because of these gerrymandering laws that this Supreme Court has allowed to be implemented state by state. And so it's all African Americans should vote for Democrats to get their rights back that they don't have, because the congressional distribution in these states and state legislators and in Congress is set up in state by state to discriminate against African Americans. And they've proven it over and over again, but the Supreme Court will not act. So,
I want to point this out as well. One of the agendas of the new Republican Party, I say it like that because it's no longer the Republican Party that is recognizable by a lot of people, but the new Republican Party, which is, I want to say, 95% Trump people, you know, they are filing one of their agendas, and you can look it up on Google, YouTube, Fox News. One of their agendas is to file many lawsuits to restrict voting, right? So I think to date, I saw a clip on Fox News where Lara Trump said that they filed something like 88 lawsuits, and I think she might have been mistaken, but they have started filing a bunch of lawsuits. And they're attacking mail-in votes. They're attacking how the vote is they want to shorten the time so the vote can't be counted and as long, because right now, if you mail in your ballot, it takes a couple extra days for that vote to count. And so one of the lawsuits that have filed is that they want all the votes to be counted on this one day, and if any votes come in after that, then they can't be counted. So that would deprive some of our servicemen and women in some cases to get their vote in. So it's just stuff like that that is unnecessary, but this is what they're going after, our family, our voting.
This is where we are when you can come in after 64 lawsuits were all dismissed, saying the election of 2020 was fair and no fraud and the votes were properly counted. And then for Trump to get up and say that he was cheated in the vote without any basis in fact is one thing. But for all of these people who are supposed to have some type of integrity, I mean, at least a little bit, at least Mitt Romney had some integrity, and a few others managed, and most of them that had integrity have left office because they couldn't stand to work with the Republicans without integrity. So we're left with all of these people who have their loyalty not to this country, but to Donald Trump.
Right.
And that is the frightening thing. Just like it happened with Mussolini, it happened with Hitler, it happened with Tojo. It's happening across the world now. The loyalty is not to the country; it's to an individual, and that's the beginning of the end of democracy. And that's really what we're seeing. It's not something that I'm telling you that's an overreaction. These are facts.
Right, and by the way, I want to, again, this is an old adage, but for evil to prevail, good people need not do anything or something along those lines. I'm killing it a little bit, but bottom line is, your vote is more important today than ever before, and yes, we want you to get it out there and vote, and it's such a, you and I have talked about this before, you know, we have somebody who, neither of these two guys should be running for office. One's too old, in my opinion, one's too crooked. So, but however you want to do it, I think it's super important to go out there and vote, and let's put the right person in office that's going to protect our family and protect our privileges.
Yes, and just make it, you know, one person who believes in the democratic principles and loyalty to our country, and the other person that doesn't believe in democratic principles and is loyalty to himself. And that's what you're dealing with. So I have trouble with people that don't respect their own vote. Oh, you know, I'll just go vote for Trump. He'll make trouble, you know, and that'll be great. It's not going to be great. It wasn't great for the Germans under Hitler, and it wasn't great for the Italians under Mussolini, and it certainly wasn't great for the Japanese under Tojo. But if you do not understand your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And that's where I see the danger here, especially for Latinos. I see a lot of dangers for Latinos, the ones that are citizens and ones that aren't, because of the intended Steve Miller stop and frisk and put in retention camps, Latinos who can't prove citizenship. So we're really living in a dangerous time, and we can only hope that the polling is not as accurate as it appears that Donald Trump has a chance of winning. I mean, the fact that they show him ahead is just frightening to me.
Well, I mean, look, you and I grew up in an era where if a politician was caught in even a slight scandal, they would have the integrity to drop out and try another time, right? I remember, doggone it, now his name is blanking on me, but this guy, his poor wife was at home sick. He had, somebody got a picture of him with a female on his boat sitting on his lap, and that ended his career, right? I mean, that was enough. And again, just generally speaking, if a politician had anything questionable, they would drop out just to make life easier on all of us. Now we have a situation where that's no longer the case. I guess shame is no longer a thing. So here you have the Republican nominee, former President Trump, who has just so much questionable integrity. Guy has a very difficult time with the truth, and yet he's the nominee.
Yep, and that's the scary thing, because I don't think I just in my heart of hearts I don't believe people are really for Trump. I think it's just more of a TV show to everybody. And they're just basically saying, okay, you know, Trump is more entertaining than Biden, Biden's right. just an old guy trying to do his job and keep the country safe and, you know, do the best he can. But right. Trump is, you know, he's entertaining. Look, he, you know, he's a philanderer. He fools around. He doesn't care. All these people are afraid of him. And, boy, oh, boy, it's really going to be something when he comes in because he's going to shake it all up. Well, shaking up is not the answer.
No, it's not.
And unfortunately, it's not a joke. I mean, this is a serious matter, and everybody's vote is serious when they go into the booth to be able to vote for somebody that has their best interest at heart, not the person coming into office.
Right, and again, look, if you look at Trump when he was running for office the first time, he had a very clear plan for America. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Here's how we're going to create more jobs. He doesn't have that. His plan now is retaliation and retribution. And one of the motivations, it's obvious, one of the motivations for him to get back in office is that he's hoping to be able to squash some of these lawsuits and investigations that are ongoing, these federal trials. He wants to be able to pardon himself. I think that's something that he would do. It is just he's certainly somebody that does not deserve to be in that position. And I was really shocked that Attorney General Barr, William Barr, who was Trump's Attorney General. You know, in his book, he said this many times on all the media channels. He has come out and said that Trump is not fit for office, that he is not doesn't have the temperament for the office. And I was just shocked that, again, he's going to vote the party line. He says, I'm going to still vote Republican. I don't understand that. I don't always agree with Mr. Barr, but I always felt that he did things for the right reason, and now it's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard, voting just to vote.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that he totally lacks integrity, and all he is prostituting his vote. And, you know, we just have to live with – and he's not alone. And we saw them all in court the last couple of days in the back of the courtroom, all these senators and congressmen showing their loyalty to Donald Trump without regard to the fact that he's on trial for voter fraud. That doesn't seem to bother anybody. So this is the world we live in, and it's going to be up to the citizens of this country to step up and vote up and down the line. Democrats or women need to do it. African Americans need to do it. Latinos need to do it. Asian Americans need to do it. And otherwise, we're going to live in a country of white supremacists. That's where we're headed.
Absolutely, we're definitely going to live in a very chaotic and, I believe, violent time. If you guys recall, during the last Trump administration, it was chaotic. And, you know, things are not going to get done. As it is now, things aren't getting done. Somebody, a Republican, I can't remember his name, senator had come out and said, hey, you know, just a few years ago, they were able to pass, I forgot how many different bills. It was like close to 1,000 bills. This year, they've barely gotten 98 passed because there's so much turmoil. And as you pointed out, you have so many Republicans who are quitting. And the good thing about that is if we have enough Republicans that quit, then the Senate will be controlled by the Democrats. And I think that would be a nice, balance of power there if Trump takes over. That would be a saving a saving grace for us. Either way, I think, to your point, we need to get out there and vote. We need to get out there and vote and keep Biden in the office. Even though he might not be your favorite person, he's definitely better than somebody who wants to be a dictator, who wants to spend time retaliating, who has no vision for the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. So
all right, sir. It's good to have you on the show.
We'll get the message out.
To have you back.
Yeah, and we'll just, between now and the election, we'll get the message out. And I think it's going to be loud and clear. And I'm hoping that they have the debate so that it can be front and center exactly what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for stopping by.
All right. All right, Bert. All
good stuff there from Norm Blumenthal. Norm Blumenthal. Maybe you disagree with what we're saying. Maybe you're thinking, man, I'm voting Republican no matter what. And look, that is your right, and I want you to exercise your right. But I also want you to think about how important your vote is. So maybe you don't vote for Biden. Maybe you just decide not to vote. Maybe you think I'm absolutely crazy, wrong. You know, you probably think I'm some kind of communist or liberal. I'm neither of those things. I am kind of, you know, a centrist, right? I do believe in trying to cherry pick the best of both sides now. It's kind of my point on that. But give me your thoughts. Looking forward to your comments. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. But either way, share this episode with everyone you know. Let's get everybody out there to vote. And let's do it as, let's get everybody out there to vote. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.